All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I woke up this morning, and I don't let my dog sleep in the bed, but I will let him hop up in the bed occasionally, so he's not used to it. It's just another thing, like the couch. He's fine up on the couch. But he gets up on the bed this morning, and I'm like, I gotta pee. So I walk over to and pee, and I hear, I'm like, what is happening? And I don't want to cut my pee off because it burns. And so I finish peeing, and I hear, the dog has jumped off the bed onto the bedside table, knocked over my yogurt jar, knocked over my bottle of water. It's standing on top of the bedside table. He jumped. This dog is insane. And is looking at me like, what up?
Like, ain't no thing.
Like,
hey,
ain't no thing.
I'm here.
He's actually up here again right now.
Oh.
Because we bring him in. He's in my office.
Because
we had to bring Eddie, his Raging Idiots,
my sweater
tonight. And so Jessica, my assistant, has the dog with her.
Oh, cute.
And so she was like, hey, I have the dog. And I was like, oh, cool. So here he comes. He's bigger, though. He's a little bigger now. You haven't seen him since
then. He's going to come waddling in.
Well.
Oh, wait.
Maybe. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, you'll be able to see him.
Mm-hmm.
There. Oh, Mike's got him. You can. There, Amy.
Wait, I want to watch him walk.
Well, Mike D's carrying him in.
Do you want to put him on the guest seat?
Amy, you want to pet him or no?
Yeah, I want to hold him.
He's still teething. He gets very excited around new people.
Oh, you have grown. That's weird.
What do you mean that's weird?
Well, it hasn't been that long.
I know. It's been like 3 weeks total.
Amy, where are you going?
Amy's...
Okay.
He will bite your earring and pull it.
Gosh.
He did. He pulled your earring out. It's in his mouth.
It's in his mouth. It's hilarious.
You're like, it's hanging. It's low-hanging fruit, man.
Oh, my gosh. You almost choked and died.
Well, good thing he didn't rip your earring out.
Well, good thing he didn't eat it.
Good thing there are clip-ons.
That would have been a vet bill.
Yeah, it would have been a vet bill.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a baby. We can't hear you. Amy's walking around the studio now with my dog. Can you see her on camera, Eddie?
Yeah, I can see her.
So that's the thing. And also, he was hanging out, just sitting on the bed. And I had a little bit of dad arm because he starts falling off of it. And I was half asleep. And I go, whoop! My arm jumped out, caught him, pulled him back on the bed. And he's like.
This kind of gives me baby fever.
A dog gives you baby fever?
Holding him like a baby. Like, just makes me want to hold a baby.
Yeah.
Bounce it.
There he is.
So cute. I love
you. You want to put him in the guest chair? Or do you want to keep holding him?
Okay, yeah, I'll put him over there.
He won't stay, but there you go. There's the dog. And this is week 11. What are you owing about?
Just him. I love him.
Yeah, he's getting actually better. Like, we hang out and chill, and we have moments now where he does real dog things and not just nutty puppy things. Oh, you're going to sit with him in the guest chair.
Nice. Put that mic on, Amy, so we can hear you.
Yeah, you can talk from over there.
He's going to eat it.
No, the clip on. Yeah, it's Friday's show, so Mike D and I were just talking. We've pretty much exhausted all material for today. I don't have a whole lot to say. Anything? Oh, Amy's putting the guest mic on. I will say that we've done better in the studio. Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell sounded pretty good today.
Yeah.
With the lav mic on.
I agree.
We were getting some heat early on for our progressive thinking of using different kinds of mics.
He has two different color eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
One's blue and one's like slightly green and blue.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So.
What'd you think, little guy? What'd you think?
Bones, do you have a voice for him?
No. I mostly talk to him like this.
Okay.
But if I need him to come right then, I get my. I go, hey-ah! Yeah, exactly.
He responded to that.
He knows.
Yeah,
he doesn't always come, but he knows.
He's like, this dude thinks I'm a horse.
It's like cattle drive.
It's like he sees you. He's like, there's my dad.
What up, buddy?
Hey. Is Bobby treating you right?
Yes.
Are you happy with
yes,
Bobby?
Yes, you can have him, though, if you want him. I'm very good to him, but you can have him.
You need to come to my... Ow, okay, yeah. Oh.
Don't let him bite.
Don't.
You know, we're trying to break him from chewing.
Oh, stop that. Bad.
Yes, that's a... When you say bad like that, that's good.
Bad Stanley.
You're such a bad boy. Sounds dirty.
Anyways, my gosh.
Mike D, you can take him
out of
here now.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, you brought that on yourself.
Okay, enough, Stanley. Oh, no! His penis!
Wait, what? He peed?
Amy yelled something about his penis.
Did he pee?
Did he pee on you?
No, his pee-pee came out.
It wasn't pee?
Oh.
No, it was, he had no penis, and then it came out.
That's the first time I've ever seen his penis.
Well, you did say bad, bad.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
What is?
Let me say, I'm kind of proud.
Why did it just come
That's
out?
That's my boy.
Like father, like son.
That was so weird.
There you go. Amy's going back to her seat now.
We had a chihuahua like that.
I've never seen his penis before.
Well, I just did.
I saw it too.
Did you see it?
I find myself like feeling that I have to exaggerate my dog at times. Like a parent will exaggerate their kid's abilities. I'll be like, yeah, he's only 11 weeks old, but he has the bark of a 2-year-old.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like when Lunchbox comes in and talks about like, yeah, my son does this now better than every other kid.
And
like,
oh,
yeah.
He does.
And I was talking the other day, like he likes to like lick his poop.
Oh, and he was
Then you dog shame me for that, and I'm like, of course he doesn't. No, he does.
He actually tells other dogs
not to lick their poop.
Don't do that. That's gross.
He actually does dog TED talks online about the benefits of not licking your poop. So yeah, there's my dog. Special little treat for you today.
Yeah, I like that.
And he gave you a treat back.
He did. Yeah, he did. Whoa. I was like, okay.
I got to get him neutered.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get
Will that stop that from happening?
No.
No.
Didn't stop me. I don't think so.
You're not neutered, though.
I don't know. Feels like it.
Okay, but you're not.
I got to get him neutered. And there's like a thing, because bulldogs have trouble breathing. And so you...
Oh, deviated septum?
Something. You get that done at the same time while they're under. Because they're not the healthiest of dogs. I never wanted a bulldog, especially an English bulldog. But... It just kind of was like, here, do you want it? And I did. And so now I'm just learning about them as I go. They can't swim. They have too much skin. They jump in the water and it's like, they like jumping in the water with like 5 trash bags on.
Yeah.
It's hard to get up out of that. But he put the life jacket on yesterday. I told Amy, people are just stopping by the house now. Girls are just stopping by the house.
Nice.
And I'm like,
that's right.
I'm like, oh, they're using their dog, my dog to get to me. They're not.
No, they're using.
They just want the dog.
Yeah, they're just coming.
There's an app. Yeah. All dog.
Well, just keep working it.
No, I'm just happy that someone takes
the
dog.
Kind of like being like a friend. That friend zone first, then you work it, then you just...
Most of the time, it's hard to get out of that friend zone.
I know.
Yeah. Anything we want to say here, Amy?
No, really. I mean, not that I can think of. Is there anything we didn't get to, though?
No, I pretty much... I was telling Mike I hit the whole list today and hit the whole list for the week. So,
Let me see.
Do you want to play Raymundo's game? The one game we didn't get to, and this is a good game, but we kind of gamed it out today. We're going to play Raymundo's merch game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us how the game works, Raymundo.
So these artists all have their merch that they take on tour with them, and some of the stuff's pretty unique, and there are context clues, and so you have to guess which artist's merch it is.
So he's going to give us a clue. You have to guess which artist.
I'll give you the price. I'll say what it is.
Concert merchandise. Yep.
The price?
Okay, what's up first, Raymundo?
All right, a $25 camo hat that says CJ.
Yeah. CJ. $25 camo hat that says CJ.
I'm in.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Chris Jansen.
Yeah, Jansen.
Chris Jansen. There you go. But it can buy me a boat. That's good. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah, a $35 tank top that says, I love a small town boy.
You can say if you know it. You get the point if you know it.
Dustin Lynch?
No. I know it. Yeah, it's Dustin Lynch.
Low cash. She loves a small
town. Song, dude. Come on.
Get with it.
Eddie. Raymundo, what's the next one?
All right, a $450 signed piece of artwork that's a picture of a sound wave, and it's titled Vice.
Oh.
You know this, Bones?
Vice.
Well, you know it?
A lot of money.
Vice.
Wave?
Florida Georgia Line.
No.
Kenny Chesney.
No. Think of Vice. Vice.
Yeah.
Miami.
Vice. Maren Morris.
No. It's Miranda.
Another Vice. Oh.
Of course.
Next up,
a $5 reusable straw that has a crown on it and the artist's name.
I'm in.
Oh, go ahead, sit.
Maren Morris.
Yeah, there you go. That's got to be it, right?
Yeah. I don't want to wear
your crown. Dang, Ray chased a lyric down for that clip, too.
Halo not just on.
A hook. Oh. All right, what else?
A $45 hoodie that says, Turning Me On.
Turning me on.
Jason Aldean.
Is it Aldean?
No, it's Blake.
Blake Shelton.
She's turning me on.
That's a good song. Give me another one.
A $20 camo, a pair of camo booty shorts that say she's country.
She's country.
From her cowboy boots Aldean. To her going home.
Country.
All right, last one.
Yeah.
$35 white t-shirt that says marry me.
I know that one.
Oh, Thomas Rhett.
There you go.
Oh.
Thank you.
Breezin'.
Hit that Marry Me Club. It's just you won't get married. There's a really good Bobby cast up with Thomas Rhett, which is doing really well, obviously, superstar. But he did, yeah, what's up? Check out the new Thomas Rhett podcast where we talk for 72 minutes.
What was up with that picture you posted on Instagram? You know, I remember looking at it and being like, what is he doing? Like, Thomas Rhett's taking the picture, like, normally. Mm-hmm. And then you're, what face are you making?
I'm looking at him going, oh, yeah. My mouth open. Love. I think I captioned it, like, is this what love looks like?
Yeah, I did LOL a little bit.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I mean, if I post my dog, it gets 60 to 70,000 likes. I post me, I get 9.
Mm-hmm.
Not 1,000, just 9 likes.
It happens.
But.
Such is life.
Amy, is that like you and your kids?
Yeah. Stevenson's pretty likable.
Oh, yeah.
He brings the likes.
When Amy put an Instagram story yesterday up of her kid, Stevenson, coming out of the blimp, I was like, yes, he went.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm glad he went. He didn't trust me. I picked him up from camp because I was like, they need to go. I'm just going. And he didn't want to leave camp. He told me he had a busy day. So I showed up at camp and he like came out with his backpack all like, I just had to leave all my friends.
He has friends though. That's cool.
He just made them.
Okay.
And barely, because he told some of the kids that they were his best friends and they were like, we're not best friends. And then he's like, fine, then I don't want to be your friend. Like, he doesn't get the difference between a best friend and a friend. So in like one day he made friends and lost friends. So we had to talk about it.
Mm.
And I'm like, best friends are like
the old kid stock market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like up and down, but right
now. Or it's like my dog's penis.
Yeah, like that. So he went, and then at the end of the day, he was like, I'm glad I went, Mom. So shout out.
Does your daughter tell you she loves you yet?
No. No. She wrote it on that paper once, but my Sunday school made her. I mean, it was part of the activity. She said it was for me, but no, every night, I still, good night, love you, good night. Okay. Do you want your door shut all the way? All the way. Shut.
Does your son want his door shut all the way?
He varies. Sometimes it's wide open. Sometimes it's just a little bit. Sometimes shut it. Rarely shut it.
How do they sleep?
She's in her room.
No, meaning do they get good sleep?
I'm like,
they sleep through the night.
Yes, they do now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know where that was going. But yeah, no, finally, yeah, we're good. She does not go to bed. When we put her to bed, which they do go to bed pretty early, but she does not. I know, I hear her. Our room is right below hers. And I mean, sometimes she's moving furniture.
She's getting the feng shui.
She's making her little bracelets. But I mean, I want her to, it's summer. So if it's school, like we'll make sure she needs to go to bed. But I'm like, if you want to work on bracelets, she's not, you know, watching TV or anything. I'm like, but if you want to hang out in your room and read or make bracelets, like you can until you're ready to go to sleep. And she's a total teenager on the weekends. I've gotten to where it's kind of cool. I like it because when my mom used to let me do this, I thought it was super cool. Like I'll let her sleep till 10. And she like thinks it's the coolest thing ever because she's 12 now and she's got the whole hormone thing going. I know she needs her rest. And so I won't wake her up. And then finally around 10 a.m., I can't take it anymore. And I'm like, okay, time to get up. But still, I feel like a cool mom. 10 a.m.?
Man, I love sleeping in. I was thinking about it this morning. I think I've had the best week's sleep on a work week that maybe I've ever had in the past 6 years here, ever. Don't know why. I'm taking nothing. It's been almost 3 weeks where I've taken nothing to sleep, which I haven't done that in a long time either. But I am sleeping just so pure. I wake up before I'm supposed to wake up 15 minutes. And I'm like, huh.
Wow.
Like, how about
you
this?
Feel rested. That's awesome.
I never feel super rested right when I wake up.
Oh.
But when I get going, I can always feel like 45 minutes or so into it. I'm like, all right, I can really feel how the day's going. When I'm in my car driving to work, I can kind of feel where I'm going to go. Where I'm like, all right, I'm being like, I got to focus a little more than normal because I'm not there. But I've had the best like 5 nights sleep in a row. And maybe because we haven't been traveling a whole lot and I haven't been traveling a whole lot, and my schedule's not flip-flopping like crazy.
Oh,
that could be a part of it. Yeah, it's about to change because we are here this weekend.
Yes.
But then
you hit the road.
It's every weekend. Yeah. Then Chicago, San Antonio, Austin, Amarillo, El Paso, Vegas, mm-hmm. Louisville, all those dates.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City.
Yeah. St. Louis.
Yep.
Wichita.
Yes.
By the way, if you're listening to Wichita, it's our only full band show of the whole year. We're headlining the fair. So it'll be like we're doing our two-man comedy music show, but we're doing the fair in Wichita, like full band rock and roll show. So if you come out, please, because if you want to come to the fair and hear us play some songs, we're bringing Natalie Stovall and Brandon Ray with us, so there'll be some good singers.
Rocking and rolling.
We're playing the Opry tonight.
So fun.
Yeah, so it'll be good. Morgan, number two, anything happening with you this weekend?
Probably going out tomorrow. Oh, I am going to a beer festival tomorrow.
Do you just stay drunk on the weekends?
I'm trying not to do that anymore, but sometimes I drink a decent amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to a dinner, which will end up into going out after, and then, yeah, a beer festival, which will turn into going out after.
I was talking to Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell today afterward, and I like them. I've spent a little time with them outside of the show in a professional setting, and you hear the interview later on in this podcast. But they were like, man, let's have dinner. Because I talked to them. We're kind of a little text thread going at this point. And so I was like, man, I should have like a dinner party.
You had one. Sorry, wrong camera. You had one. I was talking to myself. When Sharna came into town.
That's true.
And that was really cool. Like, I enjoyed that.
I did. And who was it? Was Sharna, my producer from Dancing with the Stars. You and your wife.
Raymundo and his.
Sizzin was there.
Raymundo. Sizzin, Raymundo, and his girl. And I had a date.
Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. And so we had a dinner. We did have an adult freaking dinner party.
Now, I've been thinking, too.
Go ahead.
Like, you mentioned the other day that you want, like, you miss, like, fried chicken. I make a pretty good fried chicken.
I miss any bad food because I don't really eat it. But I do love fried food. Like, if I'm on death row and it's like, what do you want to eat? I'm chicken fried steak, fried chicken. I love, yes, I love fried chicken.
Like, if you want to do something like that at the house, you want me to make some fried chicken, we can do that.
It's weird for me to have a dinner party and not have a girlfriend or a date, though, right? Like, everybody else becomes a couple and I'm by myself.
I can see how that's weird
for
you.
It's a little weird for me. It feels a little, not even awkward, it just feels like an odd number. I don't like odd numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a date, and it was a girl that I liked, but then I was early Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Like week three or four.
Oh, you mean you had a date for that? I thought you were saying.
No, I had a date for that dinner party.
Yeah.
We only went out a few times, but then I went away to Dancing with the Stars, and I was just gone. As you guys know, I was impossible. And I kind of regret blowing that up because she was cool. And I was like, I just didn't talk really. I didn't talk to Amy, much less anybody else except for on the show.
Well, so you're thinking you want to have another one of those dinner parties?
Eventually.
But, yeah.
She was nice.
She was nice.
Really nice.
Yeah, she won't talk to me anymore.
At all?
Well, because I like...
Which one was it?
I like...
Don't worry about it.
Which one was it?
Well, I wasn't there.
I bailed out.
I don't...
On everyone, because I was only focused on that show. And that was not a good deal.
Like Eddie, she was a hottie?
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Like double hot or just one
but
hot?
But write pretty it hot. Down. I can't remember.
Write what down? Her name?
I don't... Yeah,
you probably. I mean, just draw a picture of her.
No, I... Okay, I just can't remember.
I don't have a piece of paper, I'd write it down. I don't think you know who it is. Let me show a picture of you.
That's the only time I ever saw her, Amy.
I know who, I can't remember the details, but I know who she was.
Eddie, you're pulling up a picture. Zoom in.
Zoom in. Okay, I need to get a camera behind you, Bones.
Yeah.
No, and I'm trying to find her on Instagram. I wonder if she blocked me.
Oh, no.
What?
Surely not, right?
Surely not. You were busy.
I really was.
Yeah.
I really was. And I get it, too. I probably would be.
But she was really nice.
Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Enjoyed her company. Just it's funny.
It's fantastic.
Like, what was good about her personality? It's
a great personality. Just likable person.
I can't find her Instagram. I think she blogged me. Wouldn't that be weird? Or maybe I don't remember her last name.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she blogged me, though.
Just what did she do?
PR. She had brown, she had like dark.
No, what did she do? PR.
Okay.
PR.
We're not playing this game.
What are
lunch? Lunch, there is no way. Lunchbox is trying to guess.
She didn't block me, and I did type it in right. Oh, it's her profile's
private?
Her and another guy?
No, this isn't her.
That's not funny.
That's not her Bones. Stop talking right now.
What?
Never mind.
That's another one.
It's not another one. Never mind. That was our
or
first
is it
name.
Her?
Do you remember her? Okay.
Eddie, go look and see if that's her.
I'm sure it's her.
We're done. It's not her.
It's not?
No, it's the other friend I have with the same name. All right, the end. We're done with this.
Namaste.
We're out of time. We're actually not out of time. We could go all day. We're
nah,
done.
We
how's,
don't.
How's the chat room?
It's good.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, great.
What are they saying over there?
They have some questions for you.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
They want to know what you're drinking, what your pink drink is.
So this is water with electrolytes in it.
None.
I thought it was pink lemonade.
No, it's not. It's water. And I will drink more water if it has a little bit of flavor in it. So it's water with, it's a N-U-U-N. Is what it's called?
Yeah, none.
So or N-U-N-N. I put these electrolyte tablets in it. And I drink a lot more water because of it.
My husband likes those.
Now,
ones.
Bones, is it like electrolytes? I just did a little bit of research on that. It's a real thing, like, uh-huh. Right?
That's
like,
when you get dehydrated, it's mostly because you don't have water and electrolytes.
Right. And also, those tablets just help you drink more water too, right?
Yes.
Because they taste good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Morgan, number two?
And they want to know if you got a shout out on your Peloton bike.
Nope. Sure haven't. But I did hit up this one person the last time named, I can't think of names. Olivia is a trainer. And I was like, hey, give me that shout out. She didn't. And then she saw it afterwards. I was like, next time I'm giving you a shout out. Because I screenshot my post where I'm like, hey, give me a shout out. And then they don't. But no,
I feel like if I ever see one of my trainers, oh, I only do one guy. If I ever see him in person, I'm going to like freak out. I know him.
They're like, my whole theory of everybody's famous to somebody.
Yeah. Like Andy, shout out.
So once you see Olivia again, Bones, like you'll see her pop up on the screen and you can pick her class. Is that how that works?
Yeah, but it has to be live. I usually take classes that aren't live, but you can take live ones if you time it just right. My schedule's a little odd, though. Okay. No, she didn't block me. Amy, here's
okay. Finally.
DM her, dude.
No, I already tried that.
And nothing?
No interest.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I remember you showing me her.
How nice is she, Amy?
She's here. Yeah, I really screwed that one up. That was totally on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
What about the time you told the girl, do you want a date or nah? What did you say? Do you have time or
I said,
nah?
Listen, I'm gone for like the next 4 weeks.
Like,
if we're going to try to date, let's go out and see if we like each other or nah. I'm very to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were like, don't be so to the point. All right. Anything else, Morgan? Any other questions?
No. Oh, face shirts. The face shirts, are we still doing more of those?
At some point. Yeah, we did. We moved over to the Pimp a Joy stuff for the veteran when we were going to do another one. So at some point we will. Yes.
Yeah, that's about it then.
All right. Thank you all. We have to take new pictures, show pictures too, when our new executive producer gets here, which we don't have yet.
Yeah, what's the status on that?
Amy asked me that this morning. We're just not there yet. We don't have anybody yet. We've cut it down a bunch, but we don't have anybody yet. All right, good. We're done. Rock and roll. Check out the Bobbycast with Thomas Rhett. Check out Four Things with Amy Brown, her husband's on.
And Jeremy Cowart.
What are you guys talking about today, Lunchbox?
What are we talking about today? We're just going to talk about some NFL stuff and make fun of Ray, because Ray tells you he's a betting expert and he tells you everything wrong.
Bones, he gives us a lock every single day. Like, if you want to make money, take Ray's advice, but he gets all of them wrong. So now a lot of our listeners are writing in saying, like, I bet against what Ray said, and I won.
They're oh,
like
wow.
80% going against Ray's.
Yeah, so we've strongly encouraged people to just fade my picks. I'm at about 20%, so if you do the fade, you're going to hit at 80%.
That's an episode of King of Queens.
Is it?
Where she takes the two of them, yeah. So he's... The dad, the grandpa, Ben Stiller's dad.
Yes,
lives in the basement.
Yes.
Everything that he Jerry says, Stiller, she does the opposite of, and her life turns way better.
that's like Ray on our show.
All right, check out the Sore Losers podcast. All right, that's it. Thank you. See you guys on Monday, but here is today's show.
Bones. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. We got a pretty good Friday show. Not going to lie to you. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy got a mean note about her Family Feud appearance, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just was like uncalled for, because she basically called out me being a mom, because I guess I came off on the show as ditzy or something.
I thought you came off as funny. Here's a clip of Celebrity Family Feud, and Amy, it's her turn to answer, and she's like, when do I go? Here's the clip.
Can I go now? No? No, that wasn't real.
She has to go back.
Where?
From whence you come.
This is so depressing, Steve.
My favorite too is Amy's first name was Steve Harvey. Steve.
Steve.
Steve, it's your girl Amy here.
Yeah.
What did the note say?
It said, "Are you really that dim? You constantly act clueless. I hope it is just an act, considering you are raising children.
Oh.
It's not cute, Miss I Have to Be Center of Attention." Wow. Trust me, I would have rather answered.
Yeah. Also, you're very smart.
Yeah. 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 I win that easy trivia.
The quizzes are
every
not
once well.
The how smart you are.
No, I've never been good at tests right. or quizzes.
You're a very smart person.
Yeah.
And you're a very good mom. You're a
Thank
very
you.
Loving person.
Yes. And I just was like, how is she talking about my Family Feud appearance where we had so much fun, everything was so awesome, and who cares? That's not doesn't affect how I am with my kids.
Did you respond?
She's like worried about them. No, I just took a screenshot and reposted it. Oh. But I crossed out who she was because I didn't want to give her attention.
Where did what platform did that?
Instagram.
On. Oh wow, Instagram's a little nicer. Just
I like, know. Yeah. That's why I was like, but you know what's so amazing about our listeners, or I guess the followers on Instagram, is they replied to her for me. I didn't even really have to.
Yeah,
acknowledge.
Sometimes the troops come in without your help. Without
and it was
them.
So cool to see, and even some of my friends like. You know, texted. They're like, sometimes they're struggling with how they deal with mean notes. And they're like, but what's cool is like, y'all's people, like, they totally have your back. I'm like, yeah, they do.
You know why she doesn't love you?
Why?
Because she doesn't love herself.
Probably something.
That's why.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
If there's a story that comes out and they say, women are looking for this in a partner, I'll click it.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. The biggest Bobby clickbait is, women want this. And I'm like, well, let me see. Because I ain't got a woman. So, by the way, I'm single, never been married, never been engaged, no kids. I'm just trying, right?
Yeah.
I'm out. I don't even know what I'm doing because I've kind of given up.
Well, you're on that app.
I'm on a few apps, but I mean, I've just kind of given up the fact that there's someone that's going to match me in general. You
well,
know?
If you have that attitude.
I know. I agree. But this story says, here are the top things women look for in a partner.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
A new survey asked more than 68,000 women. This isn't just walking down the street.
That's a lot.
For the most important things they look for when finding a partner. At number 5, if I can get a drum roll, please, Raymundo, and then we'll give our thoughts here. Number 5, confidence.
Yeah.
Number 4, education.
Okay.
Number 3, intelligence.
You excel there.
I don't in education or confidence?
Education you do, but you're very intelligent. You would be intelligent even without education. It's not like you have like your PhD. I mean, you know, but you're very smart.
I have a college degree.
I know.
Why are you hating on me right now?
I'm not hating, but I don't know what they mean by education. Like
number 2, supportiveness.
Okay. I don't know if you, yes, you're supportive. Go ahead.
And number 1, kindness.
Yes, very kind.
But I mean, I feel like I check most of those boxes.
Yes, you checked them. What was the fifth one?
Confidence.
Yeah, that one, you're not very confident.
Spotty in certain places.
I mean, you're very confident in your work, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like my looks. Looks didn't make the list.
Oh,
which isn't true.
Well, I mean, looks are relative.
And money didn't make the list. Why don't you talk anything about that?
I think that's a lie. I mean, that's women lying on the survey because all they care about is money. Money is number 1 in all women's eyes.
Oh, number
no,
1 in all women.
All women's eyes. I'm telling you, if they can see a hot dude and they go on the first date and they find out he doesn't have a job, they ain't going on a second date.
Wait,
with him,
I thought your wife didn't. Oh, well, doesn't have a job and money is
no,
very
oh,
different.
No, why?
Yes,
he could still
is.
Be the same guy.
No, because it's like, why do you not have a job? Because
he
like,
just loves to chill.
Okay, no, then that's lazy.
Is that a job? Loves to chill?
Like, there's a difference up. Between.
Now, I'm doing the wrong thing.
right? There's a difference between no job and money.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Women, just in general, people like all these things if they're also attracted to them.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Like, where's the wit? Like, your intelligence makes you quick-witted. Quick-wit. Is that the word?
Wit didn't make it.
Wit? No.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Morgan, number two, what do you think about this? When you're looking for a dude, what are you looking for first?
Money.
No, not money. I'm spot on with you. Like, looks are important because I do look for all those things, but I do have to be attracted to them too. So if they just have those and I'm not attracted, then no, I'm not going after them.
All these things are great, by the way. All the five that they list here, but I'm just saying they're leaving out, you know, being attracted to the person.
Yeah.
Being, having financial, I think that's probably.
Financial stability, you're saying that? Like,
yeah, money.
Being able to provide.
Is that support though? Does that fall under support?
Supportive.
Oh,
maybe. Good point.
Maybe they just
supportive financially of my shopping supportive habit.
I don't think it has to be about shopping.
Okay.
I think that these are just being a little too nice here.
I see what you're saying, Eddie. Supportive, because that way they can support their habit of being at home, you know what I mean? Not having a job.
You ever dated a really rich guy, Morgan, number two?
No. Unfortunately, no, that hasn't
happened.
I have.
Boom! Look at that! Boom! What did I just say? Yes!
What
the truth comes out. Unfortunately.
I said, you ever dated a really rich guy? She goes, unfortunately, no.
Well, yeah.
I know, but I mean, I have, and it's legit. Oh.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, my goodness.
That just was a bonus of it.
Oh, like, yeah, that was a good part.
In fact, yeah. I literally didn't even know that they had money for like a long time.
Yeah.
But it started to, like, you started to realize, and I was like, okay, well, wow, this is the bonus.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with my
the
initial attraction.
Too.
In fact,
by the way, the other things matter. I'm a big proponent of all those things matter, but I just think it's weird that looks.
Or money.
And I don't think money should be number one, even top three, but it matters. And not that you're rich, but it's just that you have some sort of thing going on where you can take care of just yourself, much less her.
Yeah.
Like, I look for someone when I'm working that has something going on. It's not about the actual dollar amount. It's just, what are they doing? Like, what's happening? Right. What's their drive? You know?
Yeah, are they passionate about it?
If you date someone that just chills, get out.
Yeah, because he can't buy you a Kate Spade purse.
That's a great job.
He just chills.
Okay, Kate Spade, where's your, what is that?
Isn't that a first person?
I mean,
the only reason I know is she died recently.
Yeah. I mean, she did make really cute purses.
Exactly.
But I just, in the 90s.
My favorite is both of you girls cracked. Morgan and like, unfortunately, and Amy's like, it was legit. Yeah.
Well, I was just being honest, but it wasn't important. I didn't even know. What I'm saying is I didn't even know in the beginning.
Amen.
So it had nothing to do with it.
Hallelujah.
Nothing to do with it.
Okay.
At all.
You didn't know.
And I was like, well, this is interesting.
Did you find it after you broke up?
No. I mean, it started when we were dating. Like, it just started
what
to
do you
become.
Do? What do he buy you?
It wasn't what he bought me. It just was that I didn't ever have to pay for anything. Like, it just was, and it wasn't a big deal. Like, to him, it literally was not going to put a dent. Like, nothing was going to put a dent. And then he also had a trust fund. Is like, that whole thing.
That's weird.
But you would have never known. Like, you just would have never known.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out?
I think we started talking about it, and then he talked about, like, everybody's family, basically, when they turned 18, they, like, went to the bank, and, like, it was, like, a big celebration, and
like,
they signed.
I love you.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Or whatever age it was, 18, 21. Yeah. I don't remember all the details, but it was, like, family money. But he still had good work ethic.
Why'd you break up with him?
I didn't. He broke up with me.
Oh!
Yeah.
Dang.
Unfortunate. Good.
Thanks for the honesty, though.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Appreciate the honesty. A plus for honesty.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
All right, it's Friday, and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In government news, the House passed a bill to fight spam robocalls. Your phone carrier is going to have to implement call blocking and other things at no charge to customers. In California, 16 Marines have been arrested for their involvement in a smuggling and trafficking ring. And finally, for some states, tax-free weekend starts this weekend. For other states, it's going to be next weekend. You may buy a lot of things for your kids, back to school, all that without tax.
Bobby Bones Show. A woman in New Mexico is facing charges after police say that she ordered food from a Sonic and then told the server, hey, this one's on God. And then she flees.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
God was going to pick up the tab for her onion rings.
Her ocean water, cherry limeade.
A New Mexico woman is facing charges after the server came up, dropped food off, and she goes, nah, this one's on God. He's got me covered.
I'm good.
The Las Cruces Sun News reports that 30-year-old Delilah Hernandez was arrested Monday. Police say she rode her bicycle to a Sonic, ordered the meal, got the meal. The server goes, all right, I need the payment. She goes, nah, this one's on God. And the server said, that's not how this works. but she then wrote off. So she, I mean, how funny would that be to just do that and see if it ever worked?
Yeah.
Have Lunchbox do it? The problem is people would get irritated. I think people would get mad at us if we just did that bit.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah, I want to do a bit with God in it.
Yeah, it's true. It's risky.
Yeah.
Risky messing with a man upstairs.
Yeah, I guess I'm not trying to get in on that. So, but I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe God told her. We just don't know. Because I don't know how God speaks to people.
So nobody else happened like to come up like a second later and be like, hey, you know what? I'd like to pay for that woman's meal. Because that could be God.
I don't think anyone knew. I think if somebody knew,
I know if they didn't know. But I mean, just, you know, sometimes you randomly decide to pay for someone's meal. Something's prompting you to do it.
Maybe she was the only person God targeted that day in that town.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox could do it maybe, but without God. Like, this one's on Bobby. Bobby.
Or just point at somebody across the room and go, put
that
it on
guy.
Their tab.
They've got
yes.
it.
Put it on just and see if it can be tabbed to somebody else in the place.
Something like that.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Like, yeah, he told me to put it on his tab.
Yeah, you see that guy over there?
Okay.
Put that on his bill.
I mean, people do that at bars, right?
Oh,
really?
For sure. Oh,
well,
yeah.
When someone's got a tab open and you hear their name, this is on bill.
People don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
At the bar, you hear someone say last name Jackson next time you're up at the bar. Oh, yeah, we got a tab. What's the last name? Jackson.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that really happens.
Oh, maybe I've done not. It before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, don't. You shouldn't do that.
I mean, obviously, you do.
Yeah, I'm older now. I'm more mature.
Ago.
I wouldn't do that now.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Let me go to Chris in Virginia. Hey, Chris, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. How are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing really good. How are you?
Pretty good. Appreciate you calling. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I really appreciate your show. I've been listening for about 10 years. I'm a truck driver, and you got me really into country. And I just listen to your show every morning. It kind of keeps my day going.
I appreciate that.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Do you have a favorite artist?
Right now, I'm kind of on like folky, so probably Colter Wall, but I also love Luke Combs and Chris Stapleton.
All good picks there. All good picks. Well, listen, thank you very much, and be safe out there, man.
Thank you. You too.
There he is, Chris in Virginia. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, Lunchbox, what'd you go do?
Well, you have your old headphones that you wore for like 20 years. You had to retire them when they moved to the new studio. So I said, hey, if they're just laying around, they got to be worth some money. And Bobby Bones is a celebrity, so I'm going to go to the pawn shop and I'm going to get some money for him.
Well, two things. One, I've had them since I was in college. And so, since I was 18. And then two, they're not worth money. They're old and broken, but I just never change. So here we go. Here's Lunchbox. These are crappy headphones.
And there's
my entire life.
And when you hear these clips, there's a couple people working at the counter, so you're going to hear two voices coming in and out.
All right, Lunchbox trying to pawn my headphones, trying to sell them off.
Bobby Bones wore these for 20 years. The youngest member of the Radio Hall of Fame. He's American mentor on American Idol. He won Dancing with the Stars, and he retired them. This is like finding a Babe Ruth baseball card.
We can't pick collector items.
Maybe selling them on eBay or something like that, yes. But I mean, it's not like Pawn Stars, you know, where they have a phone a friend kind of thing.
So I can't get $10,000 for them?
Can't get it here.
What about $1,000?
No, sir.
Who would they call in? They call in the expert from Pawn Stars?
They'd have some kind of radio expert. I mean, they have an expert for everything on that show. They are best friends with everybody in the world.
All right, so here's clip number two. Lunchbox trying to pawn my headphones.
These are Hall of Fame headphones from Bobby Bones. Probably got some of his hair in there. And I'm wondering how much I can get for them.
Do they work?
Do they work? They got him in the Radio Hall of Fame. Got him on American Idol. He won Dancing with the Stars wearing those headphones.
$1.
The youngest member of the Radio Hall of Fame. And you're going to tell me $1.
You want two?
No, I was looking at least $1,000?
No.
Your boss will think you're a hero. You sell them for double what you pay me for them.
So I buy them for $1, I sell them for $2.
So you really can't buy them?
No.
Oh, you're going to regret this decision. You know that. You're going to regret it.
There you go. So we got $0 on the first offer and about $2 on the second one, which is about $2 too much on the second one. Were you expecting more?
They just don't know.
I mean, I really thought they would, because they could just put it up on their little billboard outside that says Bobby Bones headphones, and you know how many people would stop in their store? It would be worth the advertising dollars alone. I mean, I could not believe it. So I got them, and I'm going to probably put them up on eBay.
Yeah, I think that, no, you're not.
No, I got
them. Did he ask you for permission?
No, and we shouldn't move them around. I left them in the studio in one place because they're so fragile. No, I'm still using them in the other studio. Let me go talk to Nicole in Iowa. Hey, Nicole, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say?
Well, my daughter and I have been a huge fan of the show. We followed you on Dancing with the Stars, and my daughter cried when you won.
Oh, me too. We have that in common.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. How much would you pay for my headphones?
I don't know, Bobby.
Exactly, $2. Yeah, she's also confused by that. Thank you for the call, Nicole. Tell your daughter I said hello, too. Appreciate that. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
We've got lots of new music out today. Trisha Yearwood shared a new song called Working on Whiskey. Here's a clip. Old Dominion dropped a new song called Never Be Sorry, and they said ending a relationship can be hard and frustrating, but this song reminds you not to forget you loved that person and you shouldn't be sorry for that. I'll never be sorry, I'll never be sorry, I'll never be sorry for loving you. Chris Jansen also shared another single, and this one is called Say About Me. 'Cause I make money, I make music, I got swagger, and I use it. And then we've got two new albums out today, Justin Moore's Late Nights and Long Necks. Here's the single off the album, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home. Hey, here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long. And then we've also got another EP from Mason Ramsey. He just released the Old Town Road remix, but here's his EP called Twang. Here's that title song. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, so a puppy saved his owner's life. He's in his mobile home. It catches fire. He's sound asleep. He is not waking up. But his little miniature pincher named Bella would not stop licking his face. Just lick, 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 lick till he woke up. And they were able to both escape the home without any injuries.
Well, one, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Two, as Instagram would say, you're quite fire with dog stories lately.
I know. Got the goods when it comes to the
dog. You just made us old again. She went with got the goods.
Well, is that not cool?
It's like, where's the beef? Got the goods.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what would the young people say?
I just told you that you're fire with those stories.
Lit?
Yeah. I don't.
No, not lit. Well, it's kind of ironic because this story's about a fire.
Oh, you could literally be like, it was lit.
Yeah. See right. What I'm saying?
Thank you. There it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Holly Hill, Florida. A man broke into a house, was stealing some items. When the homeowner woke up, they got in a little fight, but the guy got away scot-free. Police come, and they're looking with their flashlight, and they're like, what's that? They find his hotel key.
Oh, no.
So they just drive down to the hotel, and it's attached to room 325, and they go and arrest him.
Dang.
Busted.
That's funny. You know, when I was robbed, the dude left the hammer behind. They traced the hammer.
Oh, wow.
They got the hammer that he busted in the window with.
Not smart.
I was like, that's not my hammer. Cops got it, tested their fingerprints. They're like, oh, we know who it is. Went right to him. Wasn't a hotel key. The guy wasn't even a local, and he's robbing. What, do you take a vacation and rob while he's... All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show. And Amy eats the weirdest things.
Yeah.
And I know you're trying to be super healthy, but you're on the show, you're talking about eating something called brain octane. It sounds like one of those flavors you'd eat at Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they make a Dippin' Dot powder or like a flavor of brain octane.
Yeah. No. I mean, I feel like a lot of people are put... No?
Mm-mm.
Not the brain octane. That's the brand because it's a bulletproof brand, but maybe MCT oil. You've Mm-mm. seen it at
yeah,
coffee shops.
I think just like the 0.0001% even know what this is.
Okay. Well, I will shed light on it.
Well, Amy has a podcast called Four Things, and Amy brings her husband in.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to try out this crazy cracker trend. Like, all the health people I follow are all about these crackers right now.
So these Instagram people are making you eat this stuff.
It's Instagram. Yeah, it's mostly Instagram. But
all,
I see it.
All in LA?
Yeah.
All these LA people?
No, they live all over. Like, no. They don't all just live in LA, but they're
Venice.
Just like, yeah. Actually,
West Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. Beverly Hills.
These are really popular too in like other countries as well.
Amy brings her husband on to try on. Try out a Scandinavian fiber sprinkle. Here you go.
We're going to try the Scandinavian fiber sprinkle. What do you think? Pretty bland.
It's definitely, like, I can tell it's wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
There's some fiber up in there.
Definitely some fiber in there.
Ben just sampled the sprinkles, and that's all I have left because
good.
I went through the crackers, y'all.
Good
the crackers
night.
Are legit. Yeah, they're good. I mean, and they're like an appetite suppressant cracker. I don't know. They're Scandinavian. I don't know. They're made there. I don't know.
Check out Amy's Four Things podcast. Search Four Things with Amy Brown and you'll find it wherever you listen to podcasts. I have another clip here of your husband who calls you out for making him talk about something risque on the first episode.
Wait till you hear what he thinks is risque.
Go ahead.
Talking about you crushed me from the first time I was on a podcast.
I didn't crush. No, but we didn't talk about dirty things or...
We talked about infertility on day one.
Okay,
podcast 0100001 was. Hey,
wow.
So let's talk about infertility.
If that's your definition of risque, then that's interesting.
Then you're like, well, don't look at my phone. If that's
we were talking about this one podcast I was listening to. Like her and her husband, they get into like really like stuff like inappropriate. Maybe some people might say, but still interesting. And then my husband's like, yeah, well, we talked about infertility.
Four Things with Amy Brown. Check it out. You can listen to her husband on that show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
Oh, I love Fun Fact Fridays, mostly because they just creep up on me. All right, give me that first fun fact.
Elvis Presley's manager sold I Hate Elvis badges as a way to make money off of people who weren't buying his merchandise. Like, if they weren't fans, it was a win-win. He sold stuff to people that loved him, sold stuff to people that hated him.
Bones, did you get that from the Colonel?
I didn't. It's an excellent idea.
Wow.
But I got into a lot of trouble and no one even knew until I put out my first book. But I secretly bought billboards all over Nashville that said, I hate Bobby Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, go away, Bobby
go
Bones.
Go away,
something
Bobby
like
Bones.
That.
Yeah, but I didn't sign it. You didn't know.
But now you should sell I Hate Bobby Bones merch.
Oh, we probably sell more of that. No, that's fantastic. Brian Bosworth also did a fantastic thing like
the
that.
The Boz.
Where he would sell T-shirts in cities. He was a football player, played for Oklahoma, then played for the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
In the cities that he would go to, someone would be selling T-shirts outside of it, being like, we hate the Boz. He's a loser. But he was the one doing it.
Genius.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing, yeah. So,
I think the Boz lives in Austin, Texas now, right?
Yeah, or
so.
Maybe Waco,
maybe
somewhere up there. Yeah. What else, Amy?
So during Prohibition, moonshiners would wear cow shoes. Now, this was a fancy footwear that left hoof prints instead of footprints, helping smugglers evade the police because they couldn't follow their tracks if it looked like an animal. They wouldn't think anything of it.
Because they weren't thinking the cows were selling the beer.
Right. Isn't that?
That's fun. Right. That's pretty fun. Give me another one.
Okay, pretty fun. So Mr. Rogers always mentioned out loud that he was feeding his fish. You know, be like, I'm feeding the
fish.
I
didn't know that.
Because a young blind viewer once asked him to do so. She wanted to know that the fish were okay.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's
Isn't
awesome.
He awesome? Jeez.
And I watched that documentary about him thinking, oh, I'm probably going to learn something I don't like about him. And I didn't. I ended up watching it and going, oh, I was wrong to even think Mr. Rogers was not a good dude. And I didn't think that. I just thought, documentaries always show a slightly darker side of people, too. A human side. I shouldn't say darker. Mm-hmm. A human side. It didn't. It rocked it. There were some things I didn't know about him. Like, I didn't know he grew up super wealthy.
Yeah.
I didn't know. So, but yeah, wow. What else?
Okay, so this has to do with us a little bit. When the first car radios were introduced in the 1930s, there was a huge battle over whether or not they were too distracting, and several states even considered major fines for people who used radios
while
they were driving.
Well, what's going to happen, too, with self-driving cars in the next 10 years, because most cars will be self-driving, or at least allowed to be, you'll have video options inside of cars, too.
You don't really need to be driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because
so
you can
now
watch a video.
And stuff. So, which is great for streaming. And listen, a lot of radio people are like, why do you think I build this studio to be so visual?
They can watch our show while they're driving.
They can watch our show. We're creating content.
Yeah.
Yes. It's, as you can see, the world is just one repeating event.
Mm.
It's like music. Oh, they're not country. Well, 10 years later, they're like, Garth Brooks is known as the most country person. What, 20 years ago, people were like, this guy's not country. Ask Garth to tell that story. Maybe it's more than 20 years at this point.
Mm. About 20, I would think.
But yeah. Amy, what else?
You want still more
I'm still
fun
having
facts?
Fun. I gotta be honest with you.
Oh, this is amazing. Yeah, I gotta normally, be honest, y'all give up on me by this point. Okay, so a lot of babies auditioned for the Full House role as, you know, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's role. What was the baby's name? You got it, dude.
Michelle
Tanner. So,
if I'm guessing.
It right? It is. I just blanked for a second. So a lot of babies in and out, and legit, there was like some good ones, but they simply got hired because they're the only ones that never cried during the audition.
Oh, is that right?
They just didn't cry, so they were like, let's hire these babies.
Wait, were there other twins? Did they demand that everyone
was
a twin?
Yeah, I think that it was all twins for sure, but they just happened to not cry during that window, and so they're like, let's just go with them because they didn't cry.
Well, before really the internet had all the facts out about everything, mm-hmm. I thought it was just one baby named Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen. I was like, why did baby got so many names?
Yeah. That's so true. But I mean, yeah, them not crying landed them like a pretty sweet gig.
Give me one more fun fact. I'm having so much fun. Yeah, I know.
Wow. Bic's ballpoint pens, they have a hole in the top of the cap so that if a child swallows one, it doesn't get stuck in their throat because air can still get through. So that's why you'll notice like if you have a cap of a pen.
So it could get stuck, but you can still breathe through the hole.
It's still an airway. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I know.
Pretty cool.
They should do that with like Cocoa Puffs because, man, I used to choke on those all the time as a kid.
Cocoa Puffs or Legos.
Oh, Legos. Yeah, or corn dogs.
Or a hot dog.
Yeah, I'm just all the way. Because I have trouble. I just go right in. All right, Amy, anything else?
Done with fun facts.
Okay, let's go. Story
moving
number two.
On.
You want more, bud?
I'm having so much fun.
Do you want more?
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so Kit Kat just announced that pumpkin pie flavored Kit Kats will be on sale nationwide this year. Next month in August is when they go on sale. And in the past, they've only been available in a few areas. But now, boom, everywhere. Pumpkin spice Kit Kats. Like, I'm kind of into that.
I wish that pumpkin lasted all year. If I can be a little irritated. They only bring pumpkin around in the fall. I like pumpkin in February, too. Let's just call it what it is. My taste buds don't change because the calendar flips. Mm-hmm. But give us pumpkin all the time, if you ask me. All right, what else, Amy?
So, a little mishap at a Walmart messed up a little girl's birthday cake. So, she's turning 2 years old, and her family calls her Lizard. It's like her nickname.
Like Lizard, like the animal.
Lizard. Yeah. So, they called into the Walmart and say, hey, we would love a cake for our daughter. Happy birthday, Lizard, is what we wanted to say. Happy birthday, Lizard. And I guess whoever was working thought that they said happy birthday, comma, loser. So when they went to pick up her birthday cake, and again, she's only two.
Yeah, she doesn't
and
know.
They took it home, opened it up. It said, happy birthday, loser.
That's funny. That's like the Moana cake.
What happened with that?
It was they asked for a Moana-themed birthday cake. They asked for like a Walmart or Kroger to make Moana. So they opened it up, and it wasn't a Moana. It was a marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you got it.
Yes. You know that cake maker? The cake maker was like, finally, I'm going to do some art I like.
Oh, I've always wanted to do Snoop on his cake.
I hope that they didn't like bake
Seth Rogen it is.
They don't add a little something on the inside, do they?
They don't. That would be illegal.
Okay.
Yes. They don't.
That would not
be.
That would not be cool. All right, Amy.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my file.
There you go. Oh, hold on. Before you hit the button, Raymundo.
What?
Let me say this. CMA Fest, August 4th. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday on ABC. It's a 3-hour special at 8, 7 Central. Hosted by Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini, and me, Mario. Bobby Bones. It's me, Bobby Bones. Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile. Brothers Osborne with Brooks and Dunn and Ashley McBride. It's going to be awesome. CMAFest.com. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And that's your pile of stories. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This lady, Deborah in Pennsylvania, was on the phone with her son who's stationed over in Afghanistan, and he's saying, Mom, I need some new shoes. My shoes are wearing out. They wear out really fast over here, and there's no way to get new shoes. And then she said, oh, do other people in your unit need shoes? And she found out that's a huge need for soldiers, so she started a nonprofit called Sneakers for Soldiers, where she collects shoes and sends them to soldiers overseas.
Wow.
And so far, she's donated hundreds of pairs of shoes to people stationed over in Afghanistan.
Oh, good for her.
Love
it. Not only hearing her son's need, but kind of digging into that a little more and finding out that other people need too. That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Hey, Bobby, do you speak lizard?
I don't speak lizard.
Oh, yeah, me neither, but iguana learn someday.
Oh. All right. You got a guffaw from Eddie. You got a guffaw from Eddie.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell.
Look at you two both here. How exciting is this for me?
How exciting is this for us?
Yeah.
I guess the last time I saw you two was at, where were
the award, CMT's?
Was it CMT Awards?
Yeah. I believe it was CMT's, yeah.
And it was the first time that I met Lauren, and Chris had actually told me how the proposal was going to go down. And I am such a good secret keeper that I didn't
know.
Wait, you knew?
I did. Yeah.
In that moment.
And
you
were, Lauren, you were so close to me that I was like, Chris, you got to talk quieter.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going.
I was standing right there.
You sure?
And you spilled the beans.
I'm very
secretive,
though.
Wow.
And he said, he said the whole thing. He said, we're going to our hometown. I got this song. It says he's going to, when the song says, I'm going to be there. And I was like, she's standing right there, dude. You're risking your whole plan here.
I know. The thing is she probably knew it was coming at some point. She just didn't know how it was going to go down. And Brad Paisley had even told me, he's like, man, I don't know if that's the best idea. What if she doesn't love the song? And I was just like, well, in my mind, that's just going to be the chance that I have to take at this moment.
Let me play some of this song here.
Song's good.
Thank you.
This is Big, Big Plans from Chris Lane.
I got some big, big plans. Little house out on some hand-me-down.
So you have this song. I'm going to play it in a second. But by the way, Lauren, when you hear that right now, what does that make you think about?
I mean, I love the song separate from everything. I feel like I do this every time. But obviously, it takes me back to that day. It's like a constant reminder of, I mean, what was the happiest day of my life so far.
So how did he set that up for you, though? Was he like, hey, I'm just going to play this song that I just put out?
Yeah, I knew that he had been working on the song for a long time. He was very secretive about it. He would, you know, go practice or go to the studio, and I hadn't heard any of it.
Yeah, so when I was recording the song, I couldn't practice around her before I would go sing it in the studio. So every time she would be out at the grocery store or whatever, I would have to say, hey, text me and let me know whenever you're close to home so I could just stop singing it. I just didn't want her to hear it.
It was a top secret operation.
It would have been in my head, though, and I would have been accidentally singing it. Like, because I do that. Songs will just be in my head. I don't even know I'm singing them out loud.
I honestly think I did that several times, but she had no clue what it would be. So she just didn't know. She never said, what's that?
So he says, at your house, and yes. you're from the Northwest?
Yes. Yeah, Portland, Oregon. We were home hanging out. It was Father's Day. And he was like, I want to play you the song. So in my head, I'm like, oh, finally I get to hear the song. It didn't necessarily occur to me that, oh, he's going to propose. Because he had kind of thrown me for a loop. He said, and the next day, he was like, we're going to date night. Wear, like, an outfit that you really like. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, maybe it's happening tomorrow. I didn't think it was going to happen that day.
Yeah, I had to kind of throw her off or else I felt like she was going to know what was about to happen. So I think in her mind, she thought it could potentially happen on Monday night or maybe it couldn't at all. I don't know. But yes, I had to do anything I could just to throw her off for that
day. The best part is he's trying to throw me off, but he's also simultaneously like, should we go get our nails done? I'm like, wait, did you go get your nails done?
I did.
I
like getting pedicures, though.
And so you got your nails done because you have to show your ring.
Yes.
On
he was
Instagram.
Looking out.
Yes.
No, he was looking out, which I appreciate. But when he did that a few days before, I was like, that's not usual. Not typical suggestion.
Well, I had first texted her mom and said, hey, can you take Lauren to get her nails done secretly? And then we didn't really have time, and I knew she wasn't going to have time. So I was just like, we were out on the road. I'm like, should we go get our nails done?
One, awesome. That's great for you to care about. I didn't even know that's a thing. But then, yeah, she probably knew it was coming then, huh?
Oh, yeah, 1,000,000%.
But still, he starts playing the song, right? So walk me through this, Lauren.
Well, but you might get to this, but I'm curious how you got her in the middle, at least how the pictures were. You're, like, in the middle of the yard, just y'all two. So then I'm like, well, how does that organically happen? Like, hey, come look at this flower.
Yeah, so I basically, nobody knows this part of the story, but I had recorded the song and weeks went by. I haven't heard it, know nothing, and I'm about to propose. So I'm texting my producer, Joey, and I'm like, Dude, I'm about to propose. Like, I need the song.
Oh, you still didn't have it yet?
I still didn't have it. Okay. And it's an hour before I'm like, all right, I've got to do this. And I haven't even heard it yet, other than I just knew what it would potentially sound like. So he sends it to me unfinished. And at that point, I was just like, well, we don't have time to finish this. I'm just going to play her somewhat of the version and or that I had at the time. So I just said, hey, are you cool if I played this song right now? I just want you to hear it because I wanted her family to hear it as well.
Did they know it was coming? Lauren, did your family know it was coming in this way?
Yes. I figured out after the fact that they all knew, but they did not give it away. Kind of similar to you. Like, they just acted totally normal. Like, it was just normal Father's Day. They all knew, though, I guess, which is interesting.
In 2 minutes before I did this, I stepped in dog poop bare feet. So it kind of postponed a little bit. I had to go over the water hose. I get it washed off. Then I go inside. I'm forgetting everything that I want to say. I wanted to keep it short and sweet, but I couldn't even remember. I was so nervous. Couldn't even remember how I wanted to start what I wanted to say to her when I got down on my knees. So I ran inside, asked her mom. I said, hey, you got a Sharpie? And I wrote down real small two words in case I got down on my knee and couldn't. I was like shaking. And I just wrote best thing because I knew I wanted to start with you're the best thing that's ever happened to me kind of thing. And then I felt like it would roll from there. But luckily, I didn't have to look at it. Minus, I was the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life.
Chris Lane, Lauren Bushnell here. I'm going to play the song now that you played, that you wrote, that you kept secret. All of this was the perfectly formulated plan. And listen, also know, I'll keep all your secrets. You just need to share it with somebody.
Now I know.
I'm the best secret keeper.
Now I know.
People were like, debating. I'm like, I don't know anything, guys, but really,
yeah.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell.
What was the conversation like, Lauren, coming up here? Because have you guys done an interview together like this?
We've done some interviews, but...
not like this, no.
Yeah, not like not a sit-in interview. No, this is our first.
Was he nervous? Because what happens is, Lauren and I are going to talk for a second, Chris.
All right.
What happens is whenever these artists come in and they bring their wives or their girlfriends, there's like a more sensitive, kind of a gooey side that comes out that they normally don't present. And, you know, and I see a little bit of that with him today, too. He's a little more protective. Like, he doesn't. What was the conversation like driving up here to the studio?
Honestly, we didn't really talk about it. We were just kind of like, chatting.
We're going to go secretly. You're a little nervous and protective.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. I don't know about you, man. Look at this song.
Honestly, can't believe it. I mean, this one has taken a while to kind of get up there. But for me, even early on, it has drastically changed my career. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Fixin' For Her were obviously great songs for my career. But I felt like Take Back Homegirl was another big step up for me. And then I Don't Know About You has helped me, I feel like, take that next step, which I'm very excited about. I mean, from the first time I played this song to every night when I play this song, people sing it so loudly, and I've never had a song where people have actually done that too, so it's exciting.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell.
All right, you two. I'm going to ask a question. Do not look at each other's little pad here, okay? They have whiteboards in their hand. We're going to do the newlywed game. You guys have been engaged, Lauren, for how long as of today? Do you know? A couple weeks?
A couple months?
No,
not
since
a couple
Father's
months.
Day.
It was Father's Day, so...
Okay, a month and a half.
Yeah. All right, so a month and a half... You guys have been together for how long? This is not part of the question. I'm just, Lauren, how long have you guys been together? Like dating?
We started like dating a year ago.
So we're about at a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Then are we ready? Raymundo, if you give me with that music, please. Let's play the newlywed game. Question number one. Where was your first kiss? Lauren, do not look at Chris. Lauren's looking at his pad.
What?
It's a long answer, Chris.
All right. Lauren, your answer is?
I said Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Chris?
I said L.A. or the Bahamas.
Well, you can't or.
Well.
What was first?
I couldn't,
Are
honestly.
Are you sure?
I think it truthfully was the Bahamas. We were taking a friend trip. I didn't even know her that well. We were kind of friends, and I asked her if she wanted to go, and that's when we truthfully hit it off. So I think we did have our first.
Was LA like kissing. A week? No, I think LA was 2 weeks after Bahamas.
Okay.
I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which happened first.
I would just go with her answer, too. You lose nothing by that way.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next one up. What adjective best describes Lauren? What adjective?
So I.
You have to do you too. Yes. What adjective best describes Lauren?
The sound. Is that Mario?
Mario, my brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Lauren, what do you have in the adjective that describes you?
I said weird.
Weird. Chris, what do you have?
Hilarious.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah. What if he just said weird and she just said hilarious?
That would have been bad.
All right, what is Chris's favorite movie? Chris Lane writing down his. Lauren Bushnell writing down.
Okay, I said Home Alone.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. You love Home Alone, huh?
I knew Lauren and I were meant to be together when I first quoted Home Alone, and she knew what I was talking about, and it just so happens to be her favorite movie.
I'm not
as
even
well.
Kidding you. It's my favorite movie of all time. And when he told me it was his favorite movie, I was like, no. Whose wow. favorite movie is Home
what
Alone?
What was
That's
the
so
quote?
Random.
I quote Home Alone all the time. I think it was
Kevin.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, Home Alone, is it a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yes, but I can watch it year round. So which, no. Yes,
I,
no.
I would say you can remove Christmas and you still have basically the same movie.
Yeah.
You could make it a 4th of July movie. Equally, if you wanted to.
4th of July.
He just does the same thing where you celebrate 4th of July. Yeah. Anyway.
Nothing like watching Home Alone.
We have the robbers wouldn't be robbing the houses.
Why not?
Like, no,
on
they're
the
robbing
4th of
it
July.
At Christmas
People
time.
People rob all the time.
And what about when they yeah. sets the ornaments up?
Then you set up fireworks.
Christmas
bow, bow, bow.
Vacation.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Summer vacation.
Okay, fine. It's a Christmas movie.
Chris Lane, Lauren Bushnell are here. Let's do this. What is Chris's shoe size? All right, Lauren. A 7. Chris?
An 8.
Oh, but she went small. Just as a tip.
Thank you, honey.
She went small.
I would go much bigger if I'm just guessing. Like,
I think I'd have been 7.
I would put like.
You should have put a 14, baby.
I don't know. I've actually never purchased you shoes.
That's true.
Let's do one more. Playing the newlywed game here. What's the most annoying thing about Lauren? Chris, you're first.
I said she hates losing to me at any game.
And that's annoying to you?
Well, I guess that's annoying to her.
Okay,
she can't
sure.
Yeah, yes.
So sorry. She hates to lose.
She hates to lose.
That Lauren? Is so not true. I do not hate to lose. I just hate how he wins. Because he like rubs it in.
I purposely
like,
do it
chill,
now.
Chill, we're playing go fish. Like, you're fine. I said how long I take to get ready. Which it's this morning I was fast. Yeah. But.
Does that How do you feel about that, Chris? Does that annoy you or no?
No, I don't care. I mean, as long as she's ready to go on time, don't matter
Which
to me.
Doesn't happen some of the
Did
time,
you know so. That Eric Clapton, The Way You Look Tonight, was actually written about that? It's not a love song.
Really?
Yeah. It's like... Wait, which is it? No,
yeah, yeah. He's like waiting for her to get
wonderful
ready.
Tonight.
You look wonderful tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like...
Oh, my
look,
darling.
And he wrote that because it's like, hey, you look wonderful tonight. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. People are now... You know, it's now one of the songs people dance to at their weddings.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lauren takes a minute to get ready, but it's not because she's not getting it's because she's too busy trying to sing songs.
I get distracted.
Yeah, she gets distracted.
Are you a singer, Lauren?
Yeah.
Yes, not professionally.
Are you good?
No.
Oh, you're not good?
No. And Chris's favorite thing to do in interviews is to say, Lauren likes to sing. Lauren, why don't you sing him a song?
I'm like, you want to hear a song?
Yeah!
No, honestly, I feel like that's one of those things where Chris already puts enough embarrassing videos of me on the internet. Like, I need to maintain some level of composure, you know? I feel like he just loves to embarrass me. I can't embarrass myself now.
Yeah, you that's mentioned awesome. That Lauren doesn't like to lose. We lost Family Feud,
oh.
which was tough for me because I didn't even go to dinner afterward. I was like, I'm so competitive. The rest of the show, it was me, Amy, Lunchbox, John Party, and Lauren Elena. And so everybody went to eat, and I was like, guys, I want to eat my own kidney. I'm so upset that we lost Family Feud.
Oh.
And so I also suffer from not being able to lose. I lose fine. I'm not angry. I'm not a bad sport.
Yeah.
I just like to go away.
I got you. I can be the same kind of way, but I've never been more jealous of anybody. Lauren and I watch Family Feud every night when we get in bed, don't we?
It's a nightly thing.
And Chris, we're actually good at the game. I feel like we could go on
everyone.
And do well.
When you're behind
there. Until you get on there. I got that for sure.
Chris Lane, Lauren Bushnell, congratulations, first of all, on your engagement. Second of all, on just being nice people. And
thank you.
Chris, and congratulations on the song, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having us in.
And you guys feel good about this? The whole interview? Everything good?
Heck yeah.
Nothing you regret?
Nah.
Still together?
Felt good. We're still together.
Still be a couple. All right, just making sure. All right.
Babe, why would you say that I hate losing?
Like, that's not, is that going to happen?
No.
Okay. No. Right. Size seven?
That's the one.
Babe, why would you say so?
I was one size off. Okay.
But you could have went one size off the other way.
I know.
Is my point.
That's like a thing. I'm sorry.
All right. We'll see you guys soon. There they are. Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell, everyone.
Thank you all.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Big day for Amy yesterday. How was the ride in the Goodyear blimp?
It was pretty awesome, not gonna lie. I was nervous, but so glad that we went to do it and even pulled my kids from camp so that they could go, because then at first I wasn't really gonna take them. But so glad I did, because not many people get to ride the Goodyear blimp. I didn't realize.
You're so cool.
No, I'm thankful for the opportunity for sure. But when I got there, that's when I learned how rare it was and how neat it was, and the pilots love flying the big old blimp. I mean, first of all, it's massive. It's huge. And it has to stay a certain weight so it doesn't like float away when you're getting on it. Like when we were boarding and deplaning and deplaning, I don't know what you call it.
De-blimping?
De-blimping. Like, you know, it was two people on before two people could get off, because
like
if
an
the
elevator.
Weight
that sounds safe.
Yeah, because it was like it could float up and you didn't want to miss like getting through the door. So it was really interesting and I just had like so much fun.
And your son had fun?
Yeah. He asked the pilot, I wish I knew those pilots because I need to apologize. He asked them 1 million questions.
Well, he was able to talk to the pilots while you're up there?
Oh yeah. Well, he was all up in the flight deck.
No. They should have their own little room.
There's only like six of us on there. So, I mean, it was really neat. And he asked so many questions, but the pilots love flying it. I learned this because there's no autopilot on a Goodyear blimp. Like, and they're flying it through the skies, navigating it just like an airplane, but that's why they love it. It's more of a challenge.
Well, I saw that on your Insta story yesterday.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, our fast food draft from yesterday, do you guys want to know first and last place?
Yes.
The team that she drafted was Sonic, Taco Bell, and Wendy's. Morgan number two wins again.
What? I don't.
And last place was Lunchbox again.
Well.
Morgan number two, you're killing it.
Yeah. What was you had Panera?
I had Panera, I had KFC, and I don't know my other one.
Whataburger. You got two wins out of three, Morgan, number two.
Hey, wow. You know, I know the people.
You do know the people.
Where did we go? If that won number one, what were mine again?
Chipotle, Starbucks, Dairy Queen. They're all solid picks.
Wow, I can't.
But the people roll with Morgan number two, by far.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thank
did you have the first overall pick?
I did.
Yeah.
That helped.
No,
Eddie.
No,
Eddie
did. He got Chick-fil-A. He should have just won just for that.
Thanks, Amy.
Lil Nas X is facing a $25 million lawsuit for plagiarizing a 1982 song. By the way, not Old Town Road. I was hoping it was called Old Town Road. Especially because they won't let us put ours up.
Okay, what is it?
Well, it's a song called Carry On. I don't know what the song. Can you play it, Raymundo? Carry On from Lil Nas X. Here you go. All right, let me hear the version he supposedly stole it from. This is a...
Oh, yeah.
So he sampled it, but maybe not, didn't get permission?
I don't know the legality of that.
Because that's it.
That's it. Yeah, it's a 35-year-old song from Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell about to get some money.
Kind of a jam. Does Carry On by Lil Nas X sound like Carry On from the 80s, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that part. Eddie?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
It does, yeah.
All right. Let's just give him the money.
But does he
Jerry has spoken. I'm obviously irritated at Lil Nas X's people for not letting us put the song up. So I'm going to charge him $25 million. Yeah. There you go. I think it. And by the way, Eddie and I are playing the Grand Ole Opry tonight. We're going to play Old Folks Home.
Yeah, we are.
And shout out Lil Nas X and his team for not letting us put this up. Let's play it now. Here you go. This is from The Raging Idiots, Old Folks Home, Bobby Bone Show.
Sometimes you gotta make tough decisions for Meemaw. This is that song.
Shout out to Meemaw!
Yeah, I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more. I'm gonna take Meemaw to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more.
She's wearing
features in her mouth. She grew up in the South. She's walking with a cane. She broke her hip, but she's okay. Yeah, at 2 o'clock she'll meet us, but she's got diabetes. Bingo in the evening. Her nurse's name is Steven.
Can't nobody tell her nothing,
'cause she can't hear nothing.
Can't nobody tell her nothing,
'cause she can't hear nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take me ma to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more. I'm gonna take me ma to the old folks' home. She gonna sew till she can't no more.
Step back, watch out, here comes Meemaw. Got a new inhaler for her emphysema. Riding down the freeway, but her blinker is broken. Gonna make it to the mall to power walk before it opens. She's falling down, she can't get back up. She's got a little bit of insure in her cup. I gotta take Meemaw to the old folks' home, where she can sew till she can't no more.
Hey, there you go. From the Raging Idiots, old folks home. If you're in San Antonio or Chicago, we'll be there soon. RagingIdiots.com. It's time to talk about food with Morgan number two, who loves food.
I do. I really love food.
This was all your idea.
It was.
People are like, why do you say Morgan number two loves food? I say, because she told me she loved food and she wanted to do Food World.
I do. I eat food all the time.
She loves food. She at least three times a day, right?
At least.
At least. All right, time for Food World. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So in the next year, Krispy Kreme is opening 45 new restaurants and updating their current stores. And with that, they're going to start selling donut ice cream sandwiches. And you can start building your own donuts with 5 different glazes, 10 different toppings to choose from, and 5 drizzle flavors.
Oh, wow.
I really appreciate they're going the healthy route. You know, a lot of people are making those healthy changes. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the donut sandwich, because I'm looking at a picture of it here. I thought at first it was two, bagels.
Oh, right.
With like some cream cheese. No. It's two of their donuts, and then there's a bunch of stuff in the middle.
Yeah, so it's like take a glazed donut, cut it down the middle, put ice cream in it, and then put some topping on the ice cream.
That's some breakfast right there.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And there's like fruity pebbles that top it, some chocolate chips, they got sprinkles, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more options than that.
Sugar overload.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've actually, this week, put on about 2 pounds.
Oh my, why?
Well, I think it's mostly smoothie. I've been having a lot of fruit smoothies.
Well, I thought those were good for you.
The fruit.
Don't lose weight. Be confused. They're not. Oh. They're not.
That fructose.
Yes. There's a lot of stuff happening with the fruit.
Mm.
And fruit is good for you in the right way. And you should have your fruit. But I think I had 3 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I don't do anything halfway. So I got to chill. I had a really strong work. I'm dehydrated. Can't do that. Okay, Morgan number two, thank you.
Yeah.
There you go, Food World with Morgan number two.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Mike D, tell me about what's happening here with Halloween being moved. There's a petition?
Yeah, there's a petition to move it to the last Saturday of every October.
Because?
Okay.
Well, because this year it falls on a Thursday, and it falls in the middle of the week. It, like, throws everybody off. So people have signed, and there's, like, almost 7,500 signatures.
This will get into the millions. If people are going to storm Area 51, right, people are for sure going to change Halloween. Halloween should be on a weekend, right?
Yeah, it's really a lot easier.
Because we didn't name it after the great explorer Halloween or our third president, Mr. Ween. This is literally a holiday we made up. We can put it anywhere. So why would we not move it? Is Halloween considered a federal holiday? It's not, right?
No.
Right.
No, it's just
move it.
October 31st, but you could treat it like Thanksgiving, where Thanksgiving's what?
Every Thursday.
The third Thursday of November? And so then you always know, I mean, the date changes, but you know that that's the Thanksgiving day.
This will be an easy solution. Politicians should get up and declare this on a soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would be voting for them.
Because then you wouldn't have to, I mean, you got to take your kids trick-or-treating, and then they got to wake up for school the next day. Brutal.
Yes. Mike D, thank you for that.
Yep.
Makes sense to me. Like daylight savings. Let's just decide on one hour and stay there. That's what I'm doing. Two of my things on my platform, folks. You heard it here first.
Halloween and daylight savings.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A girl on a pink flamingo-shaped raft. You're familiar with those, right? The big old neck on it.
Mm-hmm.
Was floating away quickly, screaming, and her father was like, oh my goodness, I'm not able to get to her. And he starts yelling at the lifeguards. Four brothers who were in the D.C. area had just unpacked their towels. They were at the beach, and they saw the girl needed help. So they all jumped in, all four of them, and they started swimming as fast as they could in the almost hour-long rescue. They had a moment of panic when the six-year-old girl, by the way, young, small, was far away and fell off the raft, dipped under the water, but she pulled herself back up, and the brothers speed swam for about 25 minutes until they were close enough to yell, hey, you're going to be okay. She calmed down. They got to her. They brought her to shore.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's wild, huh? Good thing those dudes were all there, and good thing they survived.
Yeah.
Because they had to swim out there.
Sometimes during rescues, the rescuer... bad.
Eddie, did you have saves as a lifeguard? I forget if you had any.
I had two saves, yes.
But you had a double?
A double save.
He had a double.
A child and his mom.
When you were a lifeguard.
Correct.
At once.
At one time, yeah.
So that's both of your saves at once, or is it two different times?
Well, there was a third, but that was kind of my fault.
Pushed, you don't get credit if you...
I pushed someone in the pool as a joke and they didn't know how to swim, so I saved them.
Okay, yeah. That's,
so, I pad your stats.
But I don't count that one.
That's like, you know, a bunch of junk stats at the end of a game. You're getting rebounds when you're down 40.
Right, right. Not good.
All right. Anyway, that's an awesome story. That is Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Elizabeth in Texas. Hey, Elizabeth. Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I have been a very long time listener. I've been listening to you guys, probably about 15 years. I don't know if you remember, you guys used to be in Waco, Texas, and y'all did an ice cream social in Waco. I remember for sure it was you. I think Lunchbox was there. I mean, it was many years ago, but I've listened to every single episode, almost every single episode since that day.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much. Anything that you like that we're doing now?
Honestly, everything. I love the bonehead story. I love the morning corny. I love the positivity. There's just literally nothing you guys can change about the radio show.
Come on, that's not true. Come on. All right, well, thank you. You're very kind, Elizabeth. And thank you for listening to all the episodes. I'll be honest with you. I don't even know that I paid attention to every show we've done.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like...
I feel like you guys are family members. I literally know almost everything about each and every one of you.
What is the name of my newest dog, Elizabeth?
Oh, okay. You're right. I don't know the name.
Oh,
I saw him on Instagram, and I've seen the little cutie, but I don't know his new name. You're right.
His name is Stanley, and I named him after Stanley from The Office. Thank you. Now you're caught up. That's the one thing you didn't know.
You're right.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Have an awesome day.
I've given you guys a call, but I just want to say thank you for every positivity and being so entertaining.
Oh, thanks. Well, have a good day. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Audrey in Pennsylvania. I think somebody was excited in the background. Audrey in Pennsylvania, are you there?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness. First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks.
I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Hi. Okay, first of all, shout out to my husband, Connor, and my BFF, Allie Brandon, who should be listening right now. But, Bobby, I am calling because I have been loving the draft pick segment that you guys have been doing. It is just so much fun, and I've been listening along, like, for the past couple of weeks that you've been doing it. And actually, you inspired me to do it as well, and this past week, I was out to dinner with some friends, and we did our own draft picks. It was great.
Well, listen, there has been a conversation or seven where I'm like, do listeners like when we draft things? Because we did fast food restaurants, we did overrated things, we did country music songs that... What was it?
Love songs.
Love songs. So it's a different type segment, and you like it though, huh?
Oh, big fan of it. Yeah, especially I couldn't believe when you guys did Disney movies. The Disney songs. I couldn't believe how long it took to finally get Let It Go up there. I was like, come on, guys.
I know. I took in the third round and I still lost.
You know, it was okay. The only thing I was like, wasn't agreeing with you on your draft pick listener was the Coco song. Love me some Coco, but like, really, out of all of them, it's so slow. You can't be.
Hang up on her, Rose.
Don't be second guessing them. Oh, boy. Come on. Remember me.
It's an emotional attachment for you.
Oh, man. Like, Coco was like my grandma. I watched that and I'm like, I miss my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that call, Audrey, and shout out to all your friends, and hope you do more draft picks at dinner. Anytime you can take the show out.
Definitely will.
Anytime you can take the show out to real life, like, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There you go. You can call us, too, if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. Coming up on the Monday draft on the board, we're not doing one today. I have celebrity couples. We may do that.
Okay.
Draft your favorite celebrity couple.
Still together or once were?
Doesn't matter, right?
Amy, on the draft, there are no rules, and you get points for creativity.
Okay.
Wow.
So celebrity couples is the only thing. So Monday, probably like the third hour of the show.
I know.
Like 8 Eastern, 7 Central hour.
All right.
Think about that. Celebrity couples.
I already have my number one pick. Not saying.
Who gets the first pick? Me?
You.
Ooh.
Let me go.
Who are you thinking?
If I were to pick first in the celebrity couple draft ever, maybe George and Martha Washington. I'm just thinking right now. Okay, I'm just thinking out loud.
What?
It's not true. Just He's throwing us off.
No, I'm thinking like Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Amy, don't be giving stuff away.
That's clutch.
I would think Britney and Justin would be a higher pick than Britney and Kevin.
Why would you tell her?
Because we're talking about it.
Maybe I was tricking you.
Yeah, we're just going through. We're chopping it up here.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a thing called bone shaving.
Yeah, what's that?
Experts predict using a chisel to shave down the jaw, chin, or nose is the next big trend in cosmetic surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
Surgery carried out under general anesthetic, recovery taking up to a year.
A year?
Right. Treatment predominantly used for jawline reduction and to reshape the feet.
Oh.
Also used for nose jobs. Doctors usually use a scalpel to cut through the skin and chisel to shave the bone down. Now the question is, why do people choose to have bone shaving treatments? Mostly for aesthetics. Just to look different. Sometimes they do have to like balance things.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly people are doing it now just to look better.
Yeah.
I was at home last night and a little bit I was gritting my teeth because Amy told me yesterday on the post-show pre-show that I needed to get Botox.
I didn't know. In
my forehead.
Okay. I remember that.
Can we clarify?
By the way, we do a whole show after the show is over. So if you listen to the podcast, you get like sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes a half hour of just us doing an extra show. And yesterday, Amy's like, you should get Botox in your head since you're on TV all the time.
I would really like the opportunity to clarify that is not how I said it.
Period here
okay,
on show.
Yeah. So Bobby's just giving his version, which is not true.
Go ahead.
It's not how it was said.
Go ahead.
You said something like, I don't even know how it came
up.
We
were talking about the things that men are getting more so on the post show.
So these, and Botox made the list of top 5 things men are having done. And you're like, do you think I need Botox?
No,
and
that's not what I said. I said, I haven't had any of this. And you said, well, I have a friend who does Botox. And she said, you need it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's the same thing.
That's not me saying you should get Botox.
I have a friend I was talking to earlier and he said, you should stop being distracted on your computer and like pay attention to the show more.
Okay.
My friend told me that though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's all we're doing now. We're just using our friend.
To say what we really think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not. I wasn't using her. Mm-hmm. It's true. It was not me. I said, don't get it. Don't get it ever.
Amy later is going to be like, well, my friend said you should bone shave. You should bone shave some of your nose and jaw. But also, she does that for a living. So, of course, she wants me to come in. She wants anybody
like
to come
artist.
In.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a canvas. I'm a blank canvas.
That's right. She wants to do art with your face.
Whatever. What were you over there looking at on your computer?
Well, sorry. Taylor Swift is in a new commercial. So, yes, I did get distracted because I guess she's partnered with Capital One. So now she's in this commercial and it's so cute. And she's a waitress and a bartender. And people are like, you know, coming up to order whatever. And she's kind of clumsy at it. But then, boom, they're paying with their new Capital One card. And I guess the deal is, which I need to check with my husband because I think he has Capital One. Because if you have a card, then you can get like early access to tickets.
Like go to Taylor's house?
No, tickets to her.
Taylor, I got my card.
No, Capital One's like sponsoring the tour. So if you have a Capital One card, they're giving cardholders like exclusive things, like exclusive bundles and like early access to tickets. So sorry, yes, I was distracted by this because you can bet I'm going to go see Taylor Swift.
You're such a Taylor super fan. At one point in Amy's life, Taylor Swift was coming to town and Amy went and took an art, multiple lessons, huh? Like a class?
Yes, I took lessons for weeks.
So she could paint Taylor Swift a picture.
Mm-hmm, a portrait.
And she did, and then she gave it to her. And then she wanted to track the picture to see where Taylor was keeping it, either in her living room or bathroom.
Well, she told me she was going to hang it up, but it's now that I know better. I was young and naive back then. It's like, it's donated somewhere. Like somebody
it was donated.
Donated like a museum.
A dumpster.
No, I don't think. I don't want to think that it's in the trash.
Like sometimes when the puppy goes to the farm.
Right. Know, well,
it's okay, little Johnny. The puppy's at a farm now. There's a lot of love.
Yeah.
He can run free. No, puppy bit someone. Puppy got put in trouble.
I worked so hard on that, and I gave it to her, and it was sort of embarrassing to give someone your hard work, and like they're going to judge it, and it's of them. So it was a moment, and if it's not in the trash somewhere or something, it would be super cool to like have it back. Because, I mean, I'm sure she doesn't have it hung up anywhere because that was special.
They probably have done one of those Sotheby's auctions where they auction off the really cool paintings.
Yeah.
And just track it. Get online. Somebody probably bought that thing.
That was back in my painting days. And remember I painted you John Mayer.
I still have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I made my mom a flower. Uh-huh. Those were I only did three paintings. My mom a flower, you John Mayer, and Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
What happened to the painting you gave your mom?
Gosh, I think she had it in the garage. Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that showed off your art.
I know.
I prominently had your John Mayer painting hanging in my bedroom for a long time.
I know. And I didn't realize really what she had done with it, but it was hidden. After she passed away, we had to go clean out her house, you know, and that's when I found it. And I was like, well, guess she thought this was super special. I wonder if I ended up packing that up. I may have it somewhere.
I found your mom's Bible at my place in Austin
because
I keep it like right beside my bed. And I had put it in my drawer, and I opened it up. And first time I was there in a while was last month or so. But I still haven't looked at it, but I opened it up, and that's real special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that.
I love it.
But what should I do with it?
Well, I don't know.
Probably reading, huh?
No, but it sits there. I'm saying like.
Bones, you should probably read the Bible.
I've already read the whole thing. Good. I read the whole thing.
Yeah, I keep it. What,
is it offensive that I have it in Austin?
No, not at all.
All right.
No, that's our home.
Because I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Did you see Diddy is supposedly dating Steve Harvey's daughter?
He has a daughter?
Diddy.
Diddy's 49.
Man.
And she is 22.
Oh, man.
But that's not even the craziest part of the story, because I have no problem with that. She's an adult.
Yeah, but Harvey probably has a problem with that.
Boy, that's a Family Feud episode, right? Get the Diddy's.
Yes.
Yeah. The Harveys.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy has been spotted around the country with a 22-year-old woman named Lori Harvey. Not only is she 27 years younger than him, but she's also Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Okay.
But that's not even the crazy part. She used to date Diddy's son.
No, no.
Puffy.
No. Ew.
Eddie changed names. He's now mad at him. He goes from Diddy to Puffy.
That son is probably...
Excuse me?
Diddy's son is probably like... My ex-girlfriend's dating my dad.
She used to date Diddy's son, who's 25.
Well, that is more appropriate.
I read the story yesterday. I didn't know she was a stepdaughter to Steve Harvey. I thought she was daughter.
Yeah.
But the weirdest part is that Diddy could possibly be dating his son's ex-girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the real story.
Right, but could you ever do that?
I don't
know.
Date your son's
date ex-girlfriend? Steve
Harvey's daughter. No, not that.
I don't have a son or... Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably not, Bones.
Okay, Eddie, look at it this way. Yeah. It would be like me dating my husband's, like, say we broke up, dad.
Yeah,
dating
same
my
thing.
Father-in-law. So you dating your mother-in-law.
Right.
Oh, that's
not going to happen.
That's hot. They have whole internet
Well, that's
pages
rude, Eddie.
For that.
No, it's not rude.
Going to go talk to Stacy in North Carolina, who's on the phone calling us right now. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all?
Pretty good. What do you want to know?
I wanted to hear how Lunchbox's birthday was and if his wife made a big party to do and if he has any birthday plans this weekend.
So yesterday, we talked about Lunchbox's birthday, and he didn't know what was going to happen, but you had predicted, hopefully, that your wife would have some balloons.
Balloons, you know, something, a cake, and, you know, surprise. You know, I was hoping cheesecake because I don't really like cake. You know, dinner reservations, something awesome. And so last night, my in-laws came to town.
Randomly
Surprise?
Or for your birthday?
I guess for my birthday. My wife, I was like, what are they coming in on my birthday for? She goes, I told you they were coming this weekend. I said, yeah, the weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not Thursday, my birthday. So we've been married 4 years. So 2 out of the last 4 years, I've spent my birthday with my in-laws.
Obviously, you love that.
I mean, it's fine, but... I thought it would be my wife and I's night. She would do something cool. So I'm thinking, okay, my in-laws will take care of the kid, and my wife and I will have a dinner out.
Oh, yeah, babysitters.
That would be a good...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they want to go to dinner with us. So it was me, my wife, my in-laws, and the kid at dinner.
Is there any sort of... competitive feeling between you and your father-in-law?
No, he's not really competitive. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Well, I know how you're so obsessed with money.
No, he makes more money than I do.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh,
so he's a lawyer. So he's got me beat. But I think he looks at me like, man, this dude's a good dude. I think he likes me.
What do you guys talk about at dinner? Like last night?
We just talk about, they really pay attention to the grandkid. I mean, it's their first grandkid, so they're all about the grandkid. And we just kind of talk about, like, how they've been doing, how's life, like, how are you feeling now that you're 38? They ask me, like, how's my co-ed soccer team? They ask about that. And my father-in-law will talk a little sports. But besides that, I mean, that's really it. And we talk about how tired we are because they've been traveling. Surprised me on my birthday, not on Friday. It's cool.
Do you and your mother-in-law get along?
We get along. It's just a little more awkward. I think she is starstruck by me being on the radio and being a celebrity. Because
a celebrity.
Like she hears, like she doesn't even hear the show. She has friends that live in Tampa where she grew up. And they call her, oh my gosh, your son-in-law said this, your son-in-law said that. So then now she got Twitter so she can follow me on Twitter. A little weird.
Does she ever tweet you?
No, I don't think she knows how to tweet. But I think she like, I mean, she's like, maybe she might have a little crush on me.
Like, it's like a Steve Harvey thing happening here.
Wow. Like she wow. kind of tries Steve to Harvey's flirt daughter. A little bit, yeah. I feel like. And she tries
you
to make-
You think your mother-in-law tries to flirt with you?
Yeah, because she tries to make jokes, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, because she tries to joke with me because I'm the funny guy and I'm on the radio.
And you think that's flirting?
It's not flirting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't do it with, like, her husband.
Does she look like her daughter?
I mean, they got the same color hair.
But not really?
No. I'd say my daughter. Well, I don't want to say that.
My daughter. You and your wife?
My wife.
Oh. Wow. This is, oh, Freudian slip.
Oh, your new daughter.
No, I was going to say she looks like her dad, but I don't want to say that either. Because that's weird.
Think the dad's hot?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I did not want to say that, because I was like, oh, wait, that's, no.
So what time did you get in last night?
We got home about 9 o'clock, and I was a little disappointed. We went to a restaurant that didn't have cheesecake, and that's my favorite dessert, so we didn't get dessert. And we got home, and my wife busted out a cheesecake. So she brought the cheesecake out of the fridge. I had no idea. And she forgot to get candles, so we just had a number one candle for her because my son's birthday was last week, so she just put a number one in it because I'm number one in her heart.
Oh, that's cute.
I just made that up. Oh. I don't know why she just put the one because she didn't have another candle.
Stacy, thank you. Glad we got to talk about that.
Son-in-law goals.
Son-in-law goals.
See?
Oh, wow.
People want me in their family. What up?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Flashback Friday here. We'll go back to the year 2000.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday 2000. Where were you 2000? Year 2000.
Texas A&M. Boop.
Oh, yeah. You had transferred from Blend to Texas A&M at that point?
Yeah. Depending on where we are in the year 2000. Well, yeah, summer. I was just about to, I was transitioning from Blend to A&M. Yep.
Look at me.
Yeah. You know it
you
all.
Know the complete oral history of Amy's life. 2000, I was... Where was I? I was at KLAZ 105.9 radio.
Mm-hmm.
Continuous hit music.
But you were in college.
Yeah, I was doing both.
Yeah.
I was in school. I was learning all day, and then I was continuous hit music 105.9 KLAZ all night. All right, going to play the newest one here from Lou Bega. It's Mambo number 5. All right, number 3 on the countdown, the high 5 and 9. I used to try to do that, too. I'm actually pretty good at it now after all.
Yeah, sounds good.
Then I was terrible. I'd be like, continuous hit music 105.9 KLAZ. All right, from the year 2000, the biggest country song, I Hope You Dance, Leanne Womack. I hope you dance. Jam. The biggest pop song, I used to play this one all the time, It's Gonna Be Me, NSYNC. Here you go. Guess what? It's gonna be me. From No Strings Attached.
The Jam.
And the biggest thing in pop culture, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get married.
Oh, wow.
They were set up by their agents in 1998 and married in a private wedding ceremony in Malibu. The wedding cost $1 million.
Dang.
The guest list was 200 people, included Courtney Cox, Ed Norton, Selma Hayek, Cameron Diaz. In 2005, they announced they had decided to go separate. So, Jen Aniston and Brad Pitt. There you go. That's the year 2000. And that's Flashback Friday. Hey, buddy.
Flashback Friday.
We only have a second here, Amy. What's going on this weekend?
I'm going to hit up tax-free weekend. My daughter, Sashira, she's excited about it. I'm using it as an opportunity to teach her about taxes because she's curious.
Loved learning taxes when I was 12.
Well,
it's really
a
really great, great lesson.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't understand what tax is. So I thought, well, we're going to go shopping and you're going to learn how much you're saving and what, and then what taxes do when you do pay them. What about you?
I have an interview with Clay Travis on his podcast this afternoon.
Oh, that's cool. What up?
Playing the Grand Ole Opry. Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, playing the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
Ah, that's a big deal.
He's bringing a son for the first time, huh?
Yeah. First time. He's never been to the Opry, and he's rarely seen me play, so it's kind of a big deal to take him out there.
That's awesome.
So we're doing that, and just a dog. The weekend's all dog. All dog, all time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not in town. We're back. We're on the road full time again next week. We do Chicago, then Austin, and San Antonio, and Amarillo, and El Paso. And so we're kind of rocking it for a bit.
So time to probably just enjoy the weekend at home.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a little rest. So, hey, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hope you have a wonderful week. We will see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
Yeah! Bobby Bones.